her child is born. Unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace is He. Oh, unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the
My name is John Bayliss, and welcome again to this Gospel Miracle Hour. Well, good news for you today. God is not angry with you. He loves you, and he wants to do a work in your life that no man can do. I'd like to open in prayer. Lord, I pray that you grant to your servant this day, Lord, great boldness, Lord, to bring your word and to preach your word, that, Lord, you stretch forth your hand to heal and perform miraculous signs and wonders through the name of your holy servant, Jesus. For this purpose, or for this reason, the Son of God was made manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. And all God's children said, Amen. And today we're going to look at the Old Testament. It's a promise from God of his only Son's coming. We see this hundreds of years before Christ arrived. It says in the Old Testament, Nahum 1:15, it says, Look there on the mountains, the feet of one who brings good news, who proclaims peace. In Isaiah 45:2 it says, You are the most excellent of men, and your lips have been anointed with grace. In Isaiah 61:1 it says, The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord has anointed me to preach the good news to the poor. He has sent me to heal, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom to the captives and release to the prisoners. See, friends, all this was written or prophesied hundreds of years before Christ was born, the coming Messiah, the only Son of God, saying that Christ would live among us, this merciful, compassionate Redeemer. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. And this, today's message is the promised Messiah, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We see, go back to Isaiah again in the Old Testament. It says Isaiah 7:14, Therefore the Lord himself will give a sign. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and he will call him Emmanuel. See, friends, Isaiah's prophecy foretold the future happenings that a sign would be, A virgin shall have a son and call him Emmanuel. Emmanuel means God is with us. This was the sign to the world that God's son would come. Amen. Goes on to say that in the birth of Jesus Christ in Matthew 1:18, these are the facts concerning the birth of Christ. His mother Mary was engaged to be married to Joseph. But while she was still a virgin, she became pregnant by the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph, her fiancé, being a man of stern principles, decided to break the engagement, but he did it quietly as he didn't want to publicly disgrace her. As he lay awake considering this, he fell into a dream and saw an angel standing beside him. "Joseph, son of David," the angel said, "don't hesitate to take Mary as your wife, for the child within her has been conceived by the Holy Spirit, and she will have a son, and you shall name him Jesus," meaning Savior. "He will save his people from their sins." This will fulfill God's message through the prophets. "Listen, the virgin shall conceive a child. She shall give birth to a son, and he shall be called Emmanuel," meaning God is with us. When Joseph awoke, he did as the angel commanded and brought Mary home to be his wife. But she remained a virgin until her son was born, and Joseph named him Jesus. Just like the prophets had foretold, that the virgin shall conceive by the Holy Spirit. She shall give birth to a son, and he shall be called Emmanuel, meaning God is with us. But Mary remained a virgin until the son of Jesus was born. We see in Isaiah again 9, 6 and 7, looking into the future, prophetic word, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. These will be his royal titles," or his royal names, "will be Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. His ever-expanding peaceful government will never end. He will rule with perfect fairness and justice, and from the throne of David. He will bring true justice and peace to all the nations of the world. This is going to happen because the Lord of Heaven's armies has dedicated himself to do this. You see, friends, just as Isaiah, the Old Testament prophet, foretold that Christ would come, the Son of God, and his royal names would be Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. His never-expanding peaceful government will never end. Jesus Christ will rule with perfect fairness and peace to all the nations of the world. Jesus Christ is the only one who can bring true peace. The Bible says this is going to happen because the Lord of Heaven's armies has dedicated himself to do it. Friends, do you want to have true peace in your life? Jesus Christ is the only one who can bring true peace. He is a Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. And so, friends, as God's partners, we beg you not to toss or put aside this marvelous, this great message of God's great kindness. For God says, "Your cry came to me at the favorable time, when the doors of welcome were wide open. I helped you on the day when salvation was being offered. Right now, God is ready to welcome you. Today, he's ready to save you." The Bible says in Proverbs 14:12, "There is a way that seems right to man, but in the end, it leads to death." See, friends, God's way is the cross. Jesus Christ is the only answer to this problem. He died on the cross and rose from the grave, paying the penalty for your sin and your sickness. It says in Romans 5:8, "But God demonstrates his own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Loved ones, God has provided the only way. You must make the choice. For the free gift of eternal salvation is now being offered to everyone. It is a gift of God, not by works, so no one can boast. I'm not talking about a religion or a denomination, but the free gift of eternal salvation. You can't work for it because it's free. In your response, receive Christ by personal invitation. We see in Romans 10:9, it says, "If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For whoever calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved." And how to receive Christ? Just follow me in this simple prayer. Dear Lord Jesus, just follow me along. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner and need your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins. I want to turn from my sins. I now invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, friends, God's assurance is his word, the Bible. It says, "For whoever calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved." Receiving Christ, we are born into God's family. This is called the new birth. To get to know Christ better, read your Bible and pray every day. Fellowship with other Christians where Christ is preached, and as a Christian, show your love and concern for others. And give God first place in your life, and he will take you places you've only ever dreamed of. We'll get to that particular part now. We'll be starting to pray for the sick and hurting shortly. It says in Isaiah 10:27, "In that day, their burden will be lifted from your shoulders, their yoke from your neck. The yoke will be destroyed because of the anointing oil." Friends, we see here that Isaiah was looking into the future when the Messiah would come. Isaiah was saying that that day, a deliverer would take the burden from your shoulder. The burden can be sorrow and affliction. It can be worry, strain, something difficult to carry like stress and trouble, something that is oppressing you, and in that day the yoke will be destroyed. The yoke means tied together, it's in bondage, like slavery. It can come in the form of drugs and alcohol or pornography. Isaiah was saying in that day the yoke of bondage and slavery to drunkenness or whatever is binding you will be destroyed because of the anointing, the deliverer, Jesus the Christ. He has destroyed all sicknesses. Goes on to say in Isaiah 61:1-3, Isaiah was again looking into the future when the Messiah would come, the anointed one, in the year of the Lord's favor. This was approximately 700 years before Christ was born. And it says, "The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He sent me to bind up the brokenhearted and to proclaim freedom to the captives and release for the prisoners." Isaiah was saying that when the anointed one comes, he will preach the gospel, the good news to the poor. He will heal the brokenhearted. He will set the captives free and release those in prison of sickness, those spiritually and physically blind, and to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn. Your friends, I tell you of the Lord's favor. For now is the time you are bending down to hear. You are ready with a plentiful supply of love and kindness. Now answer prayer and rescue me as you promised, to set captives free from all sicknesses and bondages. This is the year of the Lord's favor. God is ready with a plentiful supply of love and kindness. Friends, the good news is the anointed one, the Redeemer, our Deliverer, that Isaiah prophesied was coming. He has come. We see that in Luke 4:17-19, it says, "For he," that's Jesus, "was handed the booklet of the prophet Isaiah. And when he opened the book, he found the place where it was written, 'The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who were oppressed, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord.' And he began to say, 'Today the scripture is fulfilled in your hearing.'" See, friends, Jesus read the place where it was written in the book of Isaiah, and he said, "Today the scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." Jesus was saying, the anointed one, your Redeemer, your Deliverer has arrived. I am the year of the Lord's favor. You don't have to have any sicknesses or diseases anymore. I've come to set you free. Your Messiah is here. We see in Acts 10:38 how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Jesus, in Matthew 15:29-31, Jesus now returned to the Sea of Galilee and climbed a hill and sat there. And a vast or a great crowd brought him the lame, blind, maimed, and those who couldn't speak, and many others, and they laid him before Jesus, and he healed them all. What a spectacle it was. Those who hadn't been able to say a word before were talking excitedly. Those with missing arms and legs had new ones. The cripples were walking and jumping around, and those who had been blind were gazing about them. The crowd just marveled and praised the God of Israel. We see in John 9:30-31 that some people question whether Jesus is the Messiah. Jesus has only to point to his miracles as proof of his claims. I'd like to read another one to you from John 9:30-33. It says, "The man answered and said to them, 'Why, this is a marvelous thing that you do not know where Jesus Christ is from. And yet he has opened my eyes. Since the world began, it has been unheard of that anyone opening the eyes of one who was born blind. If this man were not from God, he could do nothing.'" See, friends, since the world began, it has been unheard of that anyone opening the eyes of one who was born blind. If Jesus Christ was not the Son of God, the promised Messiah, he could do nothing. He is the Christ, the promised Messiah, the Son of the living God. By opening the eyes of the blind, the lame people now walking, the healed lepers and the deaf who hear and the dead raised to life, the preaching and the preaching of the good news to the people. And as he preached and healed, Jesus patiently prepares his followers to carry on the same kind of ministry. Jesus gave his followers the Great Commission. It says this in Matthew 10:1-8. Jesus gave them authority to cast out evil spirits and to heal every kind of sickness and disease. "Go and announce to them that the kingdom of heaven is near. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cure the lepers, and cast out demons. Give as freely as you have received." And I pray, Holy Spirit, that if what I have said is from you, then you will confirm your word with signs following. And the power of the Lord is present to heal the sick right now, amen. Now I will start to pray for the sick now. So you just lay your hand on that sick or hurting part of your body as I begin to pray now. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray in the name of your Holy Son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, to the brokenhearted, the lame, the blind, the deaf, the maimed, crippled, all sickness, disease, I bind your power and I command you to loose God's people now and set them free. And cancers and growths at the very roots, I curse you. I command you to shrivel and die. Holy Spirit, I loose your healing power now. I command you to be healed and made whole. I thank you, Holy Spirit, for that reconstructive, recreative miracle that's taking place now. We thank you for soundness, perfect soundness that's happening right now. We I praise and I worship you, Lord Jesus, for you are the only true healer. Thank you, Lord, for setting your people free. Thank you, Lord. There are many that are being healed from emotional hurts on this program that you're healing right now. The pains are being released and relieved right now. Health is being restored. There's a recreative miracle that's taking place. I get a word of knowledge that are people that have got, especially those who have stomach problems, you're being healed right now. From the crown of your head to the soles of your feet, people are being healed and set free. The pains are released in Jesus Christ. And we thank you, Lord. Amen. Well, friends, to keep your healing, maintain a good confession. Don't hold on to any bitterness or grudges. God has forgiven you, so you must forgive others. Live in peace with each other. Jesus said to live in peace. No superstition. Jesus has set you free, so stay free. And no witch doctors. It is a sin in the sight of God. It's God, and know that it is God's will for you to be healed. Well, we'd love to hear from you. If you have received a miracle of healing or received Jesus Christ as your Lord, we would love to hear and rejoice with you. So my final and parting prayer for you this Christmas is, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. Lord, turn his face towards you and give you his peace. Amen.
Virgin Mary had a baby boy. The Virgin Mary had a baby boy. And they say that his name is Jesus.
Jesus, he come from the glory, he come from the glorious kingdom, he come from the glory, he come from the glorious kingdom. Oh yes, believer, oh yes, believer, he come from the glory, he come from the glorious kingdom. The angels sang when the baby was born, the angels sang when the baby was born, angels sang when the baby was born, and they say that his name is Jesus. He come from the glory, he come from the glorious kingdom, he come from the glory, he come from the glorious kingdom. From the glorious kingdom. The shepherds came to where the baby was born. The shepherds came to where the baby was born. The shepherds came to where the baby was born, and they said that his name is Jesus. He come from the glory, he come from the glorious kingdom, he come from the glory, he come from the glorious kingdom. Oh yes, believer, oh yes, believer, he come from the glory, he come from the glorious kingdom.
Jesus, Lord, at thy love, and wonders of his love, and wonders of his love.